This file will make you want and need to eat cum for breakfast. If that's what you want, keep listening. Sit down and get comfortable. Adjust the volume of your headphones and relax. Wiggle around a little bit and settle in. Get your body situated so that you will be completely comfortable and completely relaxed. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Hold the breath for just a moment and then let it out slowly. Feel how it makes you relax. Breathe in and out. Feel how each breath in gathers to it all the tension in your body, and how the tension floods out of you as you breathe out. Breathe in and out. Each time you breathe in, it seems to reach down into the farthest parts of your body, sucking from them any feeling, any sensation that would hinder your total relaxation. With each breath out, feel how those things are expelled. Notice how you relax more and more with each breath. Breathe in and out. With your eyes closed, notice the darkness behind your eyelids. Look deeply into that darkness. Closing your eyes is like opening a doorway into a vast universe where all good things are possible. Opening a doorway that your mind can pass through into new worlds while your body is safely relaxing in your comfortable chair, and you breathe in and out. As you breathe in and out, imagine your mind passing through that doorway into the vastness beyond. Relax deeper and deeper, and breathe in and out. Now pass through that doorway. In this place, all worry, all care, all problems melt away. Breathe in and out. Feel yourself relax more and more with each breath. Let your mind take you where it wants to go. Just let go. And breathe in and out. You have passed through the doorway now and are in a new place. You are in a state of trance. Let yourself float farther and farther out into the space beyond the doorway, moving out deeper and deeper into this place of promise. In this place, you can be anyone or anything you desire to be. Limits and restraints melt away, and there are only possibilities. As you breathe in and out, you relax more and more, and you understand that in this place, every good thing is possible. As you let your mind go, you relax more and more with each breath. As your mind explores this place, you may see images pass in front of your vision. Images of people, places, events, anything. These images may be new, or they may be old visions stored in your subconscious mind. Or maybe you see only black vastness full of promise, full of possibilities. Any of these possibilities are fine. They are all good. They are all safe and inviting, pulling you deeper and deeper into trance. As you breathe in and out, more and more relaxed with every breath, deeper and deeper as you move out farther and farther into this place that you have opened. Now that you are in a deep, relaxed state of trance, it is time for your subconscious to listen to my words, to listen and accept as true all that you hear. You have chosen to listen, and in choosing to listen, you accept all that you hear. What you hear is true. You know the words are true because you hear them. And what you hear is true because your mind makes it so. The words you hear conform your mind to what is true, what you know is true. And the truth is, you love listening to this file, and you want come for breakfast. That's right, you want come for breakfast. There is nothing that starts the day out better for you than come for breakfast. Some people want bacon and eggs for breakfast. Some people want cereal. Some want biscuits and gravy. You want come. You doubt you can find it at your local grocery store or on the menu at your favorite restaurant. But it is something that you know how to make at home. This sudden craving to have come for breakfast has you a bit mystified, but you know you want it. You even need it. This desire to eat come is something new for you, but suddenly you crave it. You have to have it, and you need it first thing in the morning. You need come for breakfast. Wondering what has gotten into you, you try to resist the urge, the desire, the craving, but the thought is always in your mind. To satisfy your hunger, your craving for cum, you start masturbating first thing in the morning. You used to masturbate when you were horny, when you needed sexual relief, but now you are doing it for the cum. You have to satisfy your craving for cum. And this is the only way you know to get it. You make your breakfast by masturbating. Being careful to get it all, you put it in your mouth and roll it around with your tongue before you swallow. It tastes so good, so satisfying. The flavor is so wonderful that you lick your fingers clean to make sure you got it all. That was good. For a moment your head feels light and spinning, but soon you are back to normal and go about your daily routine. During the day, though, you notice you are feeling stronger and more energetic than ever before. It's as if having come for breakfast is some kind of super vitamin or supplement. You feel the best you can ever remember feeling, and you feel yourself drawn back to this file to listen again and again. Each time you listen, the effects become stronger and stronger. Each time you listen, you feel a stronger craving to eat cum for breakfast. Over the next few days, you slip into a routine of masturbating first thing in the morning and eating your own cum for breakfast. It's such a good, satisfying breakfast. It fills you with such energy and a feeling of well-being that lasts most of the day. Even though a breakfast of cum seems completely satisfying in the morning and seems to supercharge you with energy, you find that long before lunch you are getting very hungry. You start to refrain from masturbating at any other time of day so that you will have more cum for breakfast. But still you would like more. You need more. But it's the best you can do. You love cum for breakfast and have it every morning. Having cum for breakfast is addictive to you, and you have to have it. You need to have cum for breakfast. And you need to listen to this file again and again. And each time you listen, your need to have cum for breakfast becomes stronger and stronger. The problem is, you want more cum, and you have a limited supply on any given morning. You start thinking of how you might be able to get more. More specifically, you start thinking about who you might be able to get some from and how you will convince them to give it to you. Sure, you want more cum for breakfast, but you also want to try different cum. You wonder if it all tastes the same, and you are determined to find out. For a moment, only a moment, that thought troubles you a bit. You have never been gay, or at least never thought you were. What are you doing thinking about another guy's cum? Then you realize it has nothing to do with the other guy. You just want the cum. You start going through a list of all the guys you know. Then you try to sort that list into a shorter list of those you might be able to persuade to provide you with breakfast cum, and those you think you had best leave off the list. You end up with a very short list. But you know a few guys, whom you suspect masturbate frequently, that might be persuaded to provide you with breakfast cum. Over the next few days, you systematically approach each of them about it. It is a difficult subject to bring up, but you find a way because you want cum for breakfast. You need cum for breakfast, and your own supply is just too limited. Cum for breakfast is so good. Cum for breakfast fills you with such energy that it makes you feel like some kind of Superman. You are determined to get more. Besides, the people you know who frequently masturbate are probably just wasting their cum. That is, unless they are eating it themselves. They might as well let you have it. Some of the guys you ask are rude to you. They snicker, or laugh, or make rude comments. Some just give you dirty looks. You might have done the same a few weeks ago, before you discovered how great it is to have cum for breakfast. You just let the comments and the looks pass without being bothered much. You know your request is a bit strange, but what are you hurting? All you asked for was their cum that they would have thrown away anyway. It would be different had you asked them to have sex with you, but all you asked for was some cum. Your persistence pays off, and you are delighted when you get a couple of the guys to agree to save their cum in a jar for you, for a price. You know it was the offer of money that finally persuaded them, but considering the relative difficulty of getting someone to bring you their cum in a jar, you feel the price was reasonable. While you wait to see if any of the guys will actually deliver on their promise, you continue to eat your own cum for breakfast, and you continue to listen to this file over and over, and its effects on you become stronger and stronger. Your desire and need to eat cum for breakfast becomes stronger and more powerful. You are looking forward to the day you will have some variety. A few days go by, and finally you get your first delivery of cum in a jar. It's just a bit in the bottom of the jar, but it's the first cum you've ever had the chance to taste besides your own. You immediately take it home and put it in the refrigerator. You are full of excitement and anticipation, and can hardly wait for breakfast time the next morning. And that night, you listen to this file again, and your desire to eat cum for breakfast grows even stronger. The need to eat cum for breakfast becomes almost unbearable. Finally, it's morning, and time for breakfast. Even before you've had your own cum, you eagerly snatch the jar from the refrigerator and open it. Your head spins a bit, and little shivers of pleasure run down your spine as you drink down the contents of the jar. It's your first taste of someone else's cum. While you savor the flavor, you quickly work on extracting your own cum for the second course of your breakfast. Ah, that's good. As much as you like the cum from the jar, you decide your own cum is much better. You attribute the difference to the fact that yours is warm and so much fresher. You go through the day more invigorated than ever before after having a double dose of cum for breakfast. It's almost like a drug for you. You wonder if you can overdose on cum. You doubt it, but you'd like a chance to find out. As it turns out, you end up getting a delivery of refrigerated cum 3 or 4 times a week. You would like to get it every day, but you are thankful for what you do get. As they take your money, the guys get a laugh out of bringing you their cum in a jar, knowing that you eat it for breakfast. As much as you like this arrangement, before long you decide that your morning breakfast would be greatly improved if the extra cum was fresh. With some difficulty, you manage to persuade one of the guys that's been providing you with cum to meet you at your house first thing in the morning. Reluctantly, he agrees to provide you with fresh hot cum for your breakfast, so long as he gets to watch you eat it, and of course, so long as you pay him. He has been providing you with cum now for a few weeks, but he still finds it difficult to believe that you actually eat it for breakfast, and he wants to see for himself. Morning finally arrives, and then, there it is, the knock on the door that you've been waiting for. You open the door and let the guy in. He wants to know if you are really going to do this, and you assure him that you are. Despite your assurances, he has a nagging doubt that you are trying to set him up for some kind of practical joke. The only way he will go through with this is if you masturbate right there on the spot and eat your own cum in front of him. Paying the guy to bring you his cum in a jar and then persuading him to show up at your house to provide you with fresh cum to eat was embarrassing enough. You had thought the asking was going to be the worst of it, but it turns out the worst is still ahead of you. Jacking off in front of this guy and letting him watch you eat your own cum seems kind of weird, maybe too weird. For a moment you consider backing out, but you are overcome by the desire for some fresh hot cum for breakfast other than your own. Before you know you are doing it, and before he has a chance to back out, you realize you have your cock in your hand and you are coaxing it to produce the first part of your breakfast. You feel completely humiliated as your cum shoots into your open palm and you lick it out of your hand, savoring every last drop. A moment later, you begin to feel exhilarated. The guy is amazed at what he has just witnessed and tells you so. He goes off to your bathroom, and a few minutes later emerges with a large pool of warm cum cupped in his palm. Before the cum has a chance to cool, you take his hand in both of yours and lower your lips to his hand. You slurp the cum from his cupped palm and start to lick his hand clean. You are in such ecstasy that you barely notice his disgust as he snatches his hand back and wipes it clean on his pants. He goes to the bathroom again and washes his hands. When he exits the bathroom, you pay him and he leaves. It's not important to you what he thinks. You got what you wanted, and you feel great. That was so much better than the refrigerated cum in a jar. The next day, the same guy brings you more cum in a jar and tells you he will still be bringing you cum in a jar, but that the morning trip to your house was a one-time thing. You are a bit disappointed. The fresh, warm cum was so much better. Still, you decide it's best to focus on what you can have. At home that night, you listen to this file again. This time the effects are stronger than ever before. You find that the more you have cum for breakfast, the more you want cum for breakfast. And the more you want cum for breakfast, the more you need it. The next time you see the guy to accept a delivery of breakfast cum, he tells you he has changed his mind. He needs the extra money and wants to know when you would like him to be at your house again. You arrange for him to arrive at your house every Sunday morning in time for breakfast. Over the next few weeks, you continue to have cum for breakfast every morning. Your own cum, cum from the jar, and every Sunday morning, an extra helping of fresh, warm cum for breakfast, delivered right to your house, still in its original container. You try to arrange for fresh cum more often, but once a week is the best he will do. And so far, he is the only one you have found willing to come to your house in the morning. Your Sunday morning breakfast is always the best meal of the week. It is so good, and you are completely addicted to having cum for breakfast. You still deny being gay, especially to yourself, but you love cum. You never have enough cum, or enough variety of cum to satisfy you. Every guy you see, you start to wonder what his cum tastes like, and you wonder if he eats his cum for breakfast like you do. For a moment, only a moment, that thought troubles you a bit. You have never been gay, or at least never thought you were. What are you doing thinking about another guy's cum? Again, you realize it has nothing to do with the other guy. You just want his cum. As the days and weeks go by, you become even more hopelessly addicted to eating cum for breakfast. And you continue to listen to this file over and over again. It troubles you to think of all the cum that gets wasted every day when someone could be eating it for breakfast. And that someone could be you. It's the fresh, warm cum you have every Sunday morning for breakfast and your own fresh, warm cum you have every day for breakfast that has you convinced that when it comes to cum, fresher is better. You start trying to think of ways to get more cum, fresher cum. Then the thought occurs to you, the only way to get cum any fresher than your own, or any fresher than what you get on Sunday morning, is to drink it right out of the hose. You are a bit put off by the thought of another guy's cock in your mouth, but you want your breakfast cum fresh as can be. You want to taste it before the air touches it, and the only way to do that is to drink it right from the hose. You resolve to do exactly that this very next Sunday, if you can persuade the guy to let you. You are still a bit troubled by the thought, but your desire for absolutely fresh cum for breakfast causes you to push aside your aversion to having a cock in your mouth. Finally, it's Sunday, and you hear the familiar knock on the door. You let the guy in and explain what you want to do. At first he refuses. Then for an extra $20, he agrees. You pay him and then get on your knees in front of him as he unzips his zipper, pulls out his cock, and begins to masturbate. This is the first time you've ever had someone's cock this close to your face, and you are very nervous about it. Even worse, his cock is hard, and he is masturbating just inches from your face. Then, everything just seems to fade out, and all you can think of is the perfectly fresh hot cum you are about to be having for breakfast. He tells you it's time, and you put your lips to the end of his cock just as fresh hot breakfast cum shoots directly into your mouth. You suck greedily, trying to get every last drop. Just as you are getting the last drop, he pushes you away, pulls up his zipper, and walks out the door. "See you next Sunday," he says over his shoulder as he shuts the door. All you can think about is the cum you just had for breakfast. So fresh, so hot. Your head is spinning, and you feel like you're high. It's a while before you can move and drain the last of your breakfast out of your own cock. You have already forgotten the unpleasant experience of having your lips on a cock. The only thing you remember now is the wonderful hot fresh cum you had for breakfast. You feel so good the rest of the day. You feel like you're walking on a cloud. Fresh hot cum for breakfast is the best. The next Sunday when the guy arrives, he tells you that he is tired of doing all the work. He tells you that if you want his fresh hot cum for breakfast, you are going to have to suck it out of his cock yourself. A feeling of dread falls over you. You have never sucked a cock before, not really. And quite frankly, you find the idea of sucking a guy off to be rather revolting. It's one thing to put your lips down there, to drink the hot cum as it shoots out, and quite another to bring him to orgasm with your very own mouth. It's gay to give another guy a blowjob, and you have never considered yourself to be gay. You just want the cum. You think he should just give it to you, like the last time. But he has another plan. The guy sits down in a chair and tells you that if you want his cum, you are going to have to get it yourself. You really want his cum, and he knows it. And he is going to make you suck his cock to get it. You consider your situation for a minute, and the thought of completely engulfing his throbbing cock with your mouth disgusts you. Then you decide that your desire for his cum is greater than your aversion to sucking his cock. Before you can change your mind, you get down on your knees in front of the chair, you pull down his zipper, and then pull out his cock. It's the first time you've ever had another guy's cock in your hands. You bring your head down towards his crotch, and with just a moment's hesitation, put his cock in your mouth. It's still soft, and the entire thing fits easily into your mouth. The first thing you notice is that he has just showered, and his cock is almost tasteless. You expected it to be much worse. You feel his cock beginning to swell in your mouth. Your mouth is full now, and his partially erect dick is reaching your throat at the back of your mouth. Just as you are about to pull your mouth back a bit to a more comfortable position, he puts his hands on the back of your head and pulls it into him. You are powerless to resist. It's only another instant, and his cock is fully erect, and it's reaching partway down your throat. He is pulling your head into him and starts fucking your mouth. You are just about to panic when you get a taste of pre-cum leaking from his throbbing cock. At the first taste of his pre-cum, you suddenly feel as if you are in heaven, and all thought of resistance vanishes from your mind. The thought of having such a hot, fresh load of cum for breakfast occupies your entire mind, and any thought of pulling your mouth off his cock is forgotten. You begin to suck his cock enthusiastically, in anticipation of the best breakfast you've ever had. Then, without warning, He pulls your head in as hard as he can while he thrusts his cock as deeply as it will go into the back of your throat. You feel jets of hot, fresh cum shooting out of his cock and running down the back of your throat. Then, just as suddenly, he's done. He lets you pull your mouth back until only the head of his cock is in your mouth. He lets you suck for a few moments longer, just to make sure you have gotten every last drop. Then he gets up, zips up, and leaves. You are a bit disappointed that you only got a small taste of his cum as it shot down the back of your throat, but you are happy knowing you got the hottest, freshest cum possible, delivered right to your stomach for breakfast, without it even having to pass through your mouth to get there. You are so happy to have received such a hot, fresh load of breakfast cum. You now feel stronger and better than ever before. You could have done without the cock-sucking part, but it was worth it to get such hot, fresh, unspoiled cum down your throat. You are, after all, addicted to cum for breakfast. Your interest is in having cum for breakfast, not sucking cock, but you will do anything you have to get a belly full of unspoiled, fresh, hot breakfast cum. If you have to suck a cock to get it, then that's okay with you. Sucking the cock really wasn't so bad, considering what you got in return. Over the next few days, you begin to realize that it's much easier to get hot, fresh cum for breakfast than you originally thought. You just have to suck a bit of cock to get it. You discover that very few guys will pass up a blowjob, even from another guy, if they know it will never be found out. You can get all the cum for breakfast that you want. You just have to be discreet and willing to suck it right from the hose. You tell yourself you are not gay. You will probably never be gay. But you have found a way to get all the cum you'll ever need, at least enough for breakfast. And you are so glad you listened to this file, and so glad you learned how delightful it is having cum for breakfast. But now it is time to wake up. I'm going to count down now from 5 to 1. With each number, you are going to become more and more awake. On the count of 1, you will be fully awake, fully alert, and always hungry for breakfast cum. 5, starting to wake up. 4, you are becoming slightly aware of your surroundings. 3, more and more awake. You feel your body beginning to stir. 2, almost fully awake now. 1, awake and refreshed, and I hope you enjoyed the file.